Blog Talk Radio.
Today is broken to be fixed. Have you ever been broken to be fixed or wanted to be broken? Pray and ask God to break me, remold me, fix me. You know you needed that in your life.
I have definitely been broken plenty of times.
Over and over.
Broken.
So by the wrong people and the wrong things, you know, really allowing God to break us and remold us. That's what we're talking about today on The Preacher and the Pastor. So if you're just now tuning in to The Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about broken to be fixed. Times we don't want to be broken. We won't allow God to break us so that he can fix us, so that we can receive Christ and receive it in the fullest. So this show will help us to identify the brokenness in ourselves and how to be fixed. First, admitting that we are broken and that we need fixing, then allowing ourselves to be fixed. It's making yourself transparent to your own self and to the one who can heal all in all, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who did it, who did the finished work on the cross for us. So if you're just now tuning in to The Preacher and the Pastor show, we're talking about broken to be fixed. And on today, we have our special guest. I'm so excited about having Pastor Jeffrey A. Shan on the show. I had an opportunity to work with him in ministry, and I'm so excited to have a man of God on the show today. And so we're just excited. On yesterday, we had an opportunity. We were so blessed to have Pastor Powell on the show on yesterday, and God is really bringing some powerful women and men of God, anointed women of God, to the show to be able to bless our listeners and to help their self-help. And we're here to motivate, to encourage. You know, the Bible declares that we'll be saved by our testimony. So saving, helping others by our testimony. People need to hear your testimony, how God did it for you. You may not look like what you've been through. You may not look broken and beat down, but God did it for you. And for people to hear that and see where you are, it's amazing. And I know I've been through some things. I thank God for the breaking and the fixing in me. Pastor, talk to me today.
Broken to be fixed. You know, that's one thing that I realized that I never want to be. And not just me, but most people, nobody really wants to be broken. Everybody wants to be in that place where they have all that they need and there is nothing that's lacking in their life. But a lot of times, you know, that the direction that we are going in life, we go places or we do things that cause us, you know, to be broken. And I'm talking about broken in spirit. You know, nobody wants to feel like that, hey, I got all this right here stuff going on and I just don't want to change, or who can help me? Who can help me? I mean, these things are broken in my life. I mean, I like to think about when broken, like your heart being broken. And most of the time, you know, when your heart is being broken, it's because of something that happened to us and that was said. Whatever it could be. I mean, no one wants to be broken. But thank God,
you said something.
For
let me interrupt you for a second here. Please. You said broken, being broken in spirit, because we are spirit. We're not talking about the physical body of being broken. We're talking about when you said broken in spirit, and that's what we're talking about, being spirit broken. And when you're talking about the heart being broken, you know, physically the heart is not broken, but the spirit of the heart is broken. You know, that brokenness that you feel in your spirit. And it's just when you said that, I just wanted to intervene, not to, you know, just cut you off and keep you off, but I just wanted to say that, if that's okay.
Yeah, the heart, I thought about it. I was like, you know, broken, I always heard that growing up, you know, so, you know, if you have a girlfriend, don't let the little girls break your heart. The little girls will break your heart. You know? So that was one thing, you know, growing up that I always heard, and I didn't really understand, you know, what that meant. But people can definitely have broken hearts. And most of the time when people have broken hearts, it's because of people, you know, that they will maybe have said something or done something. You know, I can think of people that are in relationships, you know, some relationship that they may not be in or relationship that they are in. And just doing all manners of things to each other, saying all types of things, you know, just to try to break the other one. But what's the reason? Like, what's the reason why you would break them? Why would you try to say something or do something just to break me? And I know there are a lot of people that probably feel that way too, that why is this going on? Why are you keep on breaking my heart?
That's true. And, you know, when I think about broken to be fixed, you know, I got to a point in my life where I was saying, Lord, break me. Take this away. Break. You know, I had to be broken in that place. Things are from this world. So when I think about being broken, being broken of the worldly things to receive Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Holy Spirit in me, and realizing in order for me to receive that, I had to let some things go. And sometimes that's your money. That's your possessions. That's your relationships that you've been holding on to, and to be by yourself. I mean, to really be by yourself, lonely in that place, to be broken in that moment, and allowing God to come in so that you receive all that he has for you, which is abundant life and the life in abundance. So when I think about brokenness and being broken and to be fixed, because that was one of my prayers, Lord, break me and remold me, fix me, fix that is broken in me, mend the tear in my soul. So I look at breaking as letting go and fixing as being delivered. And I want to go to scripture here because when we're talking about being broken and being fixed, it brings me back to the scripture in Matthew when we talk about the young rich king. Let's go there in Matthew 19. Yeah, Matthew 19, verse 27. Let me make sure I'm in the right place. I may not be in the right place today, Mom. I'm a little jumpy here and there. Let me I think I'm in the wrong place. But it takes me back to the young rich ruler. Go come again. What you say, brother?
No,
my brother,
saying,
my husband.
Man,
what are you saying?
It takes me back to that
particular scripture.
You know, Sunday morning, you know, when you're looking for the chapter. You gotta say amen, amen. I'm almost there.
Until you get to the right one, the young rich ruler. the young rich ruler. But, you know, it brings me back to that because he asked, you know, he went to Jesus and he said, you know, he wanted to receive what Jesus had. And he said, told him to go give up all his riches. He had everything. Everything was lined up. He, you know, he went by the commandments. He lived his life right. But when he told him to go sell everything and give it to the poor, then he could receive. But he couldn't do that. He wasn't willing to be broken so that he can receive. So when I look at that, I look at it like, are you willing to be broken so that Jesus Christ can operate in you and fix you so that you can receive all that Christ has, what Christ came to do on earth for us? But a lot of us are not willing to be broken, meaning to let go of the world and you hold on to Christ. So that resonates to me. Like even when you talk about a bone being fractured, they would treat the bone by breaking the bone. And then the bone is not broke, it's fractured. So some of us are fractured and need to be broken so that we can be fixed. So when doctors break the bone to realign the bone, it positions they position so that it improves the function of the upper extremity of the actual leg. So when a bone is fractured and it's untreated, so if that bone goes untreated, it can result in either being a delayed union, or as a result of swelling or tenderness or pain, it will continue to worsen over time. So it would delay the unions of the bone that's being fractured. So that's just like us as people. If we just keep operating in brokenness or being fractured and not allowing ourselves to be broken, to be fixed, we'll continue to hurt. We'll continue to, over time, lose more if we just allow ourselves to be broken and fixed and fix in the right way and receive what Jesus Christ has for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about broken to be fixed. Broken to be fixed. And today we have our special guest, Pastor H. Chan, on the show. We're excited about him. But we're talking about broken to be fixed. I know a lot of you out there have been in a situation or in a situation. Will you feel like I'm broken and I just can't go on? Just ask God right now to fix. Fix me, Lord. Fix my situation. I give it all over to you. We just have to get to the point where we get exhausted with this life, exhausted with the worldly things, and ready to give it all over. I mean, really ready to take your hands off and say, God, I surrender. You can have it all. If you take my life, amen. If you give me more life, amen. I thank you, Father God, but I am ready to be fixed. Are you ready?
How many times, preacher, do people realize, do not realize that they are broken? I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, that you can be broken and then don't even know that you are broken. You're broken and I'm talking about you're broken. Say if you are living a certain type of way and you don't even know why, you know, why am I acting like that? Why am I saying these things? Operate in brokenness. Operating broken, and you don't even know that you are broken, which is a part of what have happened or what have said, and you live with these things. So there's this one other thing to think about. You know, when you said broken to be fixed, are you really willing to allow someone to actually help you, you know, in your brokenness?
Yes, because some of us, we live with this facade that everything is okay, and we get home and we fall apart. You know, we drive the nice cars, we wear the nice clothes, and we say what everybody wants us to say. We speak, we're intellectual, and we're living in brokenness on the inside. That's what we're talking about, a broken spirit, but operating in full flesh. Operating in full flesh, but living with a broken spirit. And that's what people are suffering behind closed doors with depression. But if you just ask God to fix that is broken, Lord, break me down. Lord, take away what you need to take away, the worldly things that I'm holding on to. Break me from this world. And that's what that brokenness is about, willing to be broken to be fixed, broken from this world, broken from what man is saying, broken to the money, broken to the desires of this world, broken to sin so that God can fix you. And when God fixes you, he does it completely, and it is permanent, and it's up to you to hold on to what God is fixing you, because a lot of times people get fixed, and they go back to brokenness. They go pick back up the brokenness that they asked God to fix in them. So when we can identify that we are broken, when we can identify that we, with the problems that we are operating in this world, what are we operating in? What are we giving our time to? What are we allowing to overtake us? Because eventually, like anything else, whether it's money, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex or whatever, alcohol, eventually it's going to overtake you, and not in a good way. So we know that the Bible declares that living in the flesh is death, but in the spirit there's life. So when we're operating in the flesh, we know that there's destruction. We know that there is death. But when we operate in spirit, there's life.
Amen. Amen. Everything that God has for us is for us not to be broken. It's for us to be whole. It's for us to be whole. You know, that's one of the finished works of Jesus Christ is wholeness, us being whole. Being broken is not, that's not the will of God for our life. The will of God is for us to be whole and not broken. So I was thinking about that, like when you were saying that, when you were saying, I was thinking, okay, so how can we be whole? And how do you know if you are broken? And people that are away from God, people not in the body of Christ, or people that decide, you know, well, I'm just going to be single. I'm just going to be single because I don't want to have to go through this. I don't want to have to go through that. And because, you know, they are broke, they definitely are broken. And I heard you made a mention about, you know, you drive the nice cars and the weather, nice clothes, you know, just hiding behind, you know, all that brokenness. Always, you know, have, you know, this beautiful smile on the face. And, you know, you would never even know. And it could have anything that you can possibly, you know, look at, you know, nice cars, a nice home, you know, the job with the perfect salary, and you know, it just appears that everything is where it's supposed to be, but could just be just as broken as they possibly can be. I've actually seen that. And some of these individuals that I've seen have actually taken their own lives. And you would never even know that. Wow, it looked like they had everything going on and took their own lives.
My God. And you have some people that attach themselves to broken people because they've presented themselves as whole and having it all together. But then when you attach yourself to that is broken, you'll find yourself operating in brokenness as well. So you have to be very careful who you attach yourself to. You
Amen.
Have to find the Spirit by the Spirit.
Amen.
Even in the Bible in Matthew 19, verse 27, and Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have? So at that point, people are saying, hey, we don't have nothing. Like, we come with nothing. We've left everything. We don't have anything. So we were willing to be broken. But what do we have? So then Jesus said to them, surely I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left their houses and their brothers and sisters or father and mother or wives or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last and the last first. So I said, are you willing to be broken? He said, we've left everything. He said, you left your mother, your father, your children, your wife. You left your land. You left everything for me. That means you are willing to be broken to receive all that Jesus has for you. And this is what the disciples did. They left everything that they had and followed Jesus. Are you willing to accept Jesus? I mean, be broken. Everything of the world, they left everything. They became broken to the world
to be fixed. When do you make it to that place in your life when you say, enough? Enough is enough. I'm ready to be fixed. Now, the brokenness, now that's one thing that we don't want to deal with, and then you find yourself broken. But when do you make it to that point? You know, the to be fixed. When you make it to that point where I can't do this on my own.
When you realize that you are broken. When you realize you've got to the point where there's no, you're at the dead end and you like, you know what, I'm broke down. Some people, they broken, but they got to wait till they broke down. I had to get broke down to the point where I said death was at the door. Some people have to get broke down. It's one thing to be broken, but it's another thing to be broke down in that thing. And most of the time when people get broke down, they're ready for God to fix them. They say, Lord, I am broke down. I can't pick myself up. When a person gets to the point where they broke down, where they can't pick themselves up no more, it's like your car. Like the car is broke, but you can still drive. But the moment that car breaks down, then you get your mechanic. But you think, I can go a little bit longer. I mean, it's riding a little bit. I think I got a few more miles on it. And some people, they will ride that thing out until it gets broke down. Well, they got to call a wrecker. Well, they got to call a mechanic. Some people got to get broke down where they got to get some help.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
That's a perfect example.
Yes, hallelujah. We thank the Holy Spirit. We thank God right there. Glory to the Most High God. We just thank God right now. If you're just now tuning in to the preaching, the pastor show, we're talking about broken to be fixed. Right now we have our special guest. I am so excited. Love, I'm so excited about our guest on today, Pastor Jeffrey A. Shen. Man of God, I'm telling you, when you talk about going outside the walls and really going into the community and going into the prison and, I mean, just helping people, I mean, this is a true man of God that goes out and he's a friend to everybody. I mean, he helps. I mean, I've just seen him work. I can tell you what I've seen and what I know of him about what he's shown me. And some people, they can talk it, and that's all they can do is talk it. But this man of God talks it, he walks it, he shows it, he speaks. I mean, he's just all about what God is doing in his life. And I'm so excited about him on the show right now. We're bringing on right now Pastor Jeffrey A. Shen. Welcome to the Preacher and the Pastor Show.
Welcome.
Well, welcome. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
How you doing? Glad
good,
to
good.
Be here. It's an honor.
Very well.
Hey, man, it's an honor and a pleasure for us to have you on the show. And we know you have your ministry, your prison ministry, your street ministry, and, you know, you have your church and everything like that. And I know God is doing a marvelous work in you, and God is still doing some new thing in you and with your ministry. Tell us a little bit about your ministry, the name of it, and how did you know you were called to pastor? When did you discover that you had a calling on your life for ministry?
Well, wow, that's a lot of questions, but I'll try to deal with a couple of them.
okay.
All right.
well, we are the temple of faith, and our foundation of the ministry is humbly God is building buildings. We building people. And so the focus
Amen.
Is not the material, the man and the woman. And so we
Amen.
Put our emphasis on people. We never want to build a big building. We never want 30,000 people. We just want to help people. We just want to
Amen.
Minister to people. We want to be the church, the ecclesia. And so that is
mm.
our goal. And we believe that God has honored everything we've done because we made it about the people, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we are. We call Temple of Faith. Now, within Temple of Faith, we go to 24 prisons. We go to 24 prisons faithfully. We love the guys in prisons. We go to streets and we set up a tent. We just pass out clothes, hot dogs, or whatever we need to do that we can just love on the people and let
yes.
them know that God is there for them. And so, you know, and we're excited, really excited about
yes.
our work, you know, about we helping some ladies. We found out how to get involved in helping ladies. So that's just our goal, our mission. And we believe that's the mission of the church, you know.
So we know you have stand ministry. Yes, the stand ministry, is that the street ministry?
Well, stand ministry, stand together and not doubt. And so we stand together and we don't doubt. We don't doubt. So what we do, we try to identify people on the street and we let them know we're going to stand with you. We're not going to leave you
Amen.
Alone. We're going to try to get your help. We're going to pray with you. We're going to fast with you. We're going to put our money up. We're going to put our time up. You know, we're going to pray with you every day. We pray two times a day, every day. And we call those people, and we pray with them. We go to their houses. And so stand ministry is that we're going to stand. It's stand ministry, but the acronym is stand S together and not doubt. So we believe that when we link up together, then that's a recipe for success spiritually.
Amen. Amen. So when did you know, when did you know you were called into ministry to pastor? Because that's a big responsibility, pastoring the church.
Well, I'll be honest with you. That was probably my toughest transition. You know, when you're coming from my background, you know, you've been down Dark Road Alley, you know, and now God is telling you to lead a people, and you just kind of be like Joshua. You know, you don't feel worthy. You don't think you can do it. I mean, you know, you're going to, you sure
Amen.
You want to do that? You know, You gotta check my resume just one more time. And so
one more time.
Right.
Because it is horrible. So, you know, I struggled with that for man. Even as the pastor, I struggled with it because, you know, I knew who I was intimately, and so I struggled with it. But I kind of knew probably around 2007, 2006 that God was calling me when he would not let me sit under anybody else. And so God was telling me, no, it's your time now, buddy. You know, and I was like, God, I don't know what else you want me to do. I mean, you know. And so that's when he made it pretty clear, you know, I need you to be out front to lead, you know, to lead my people, because my people are perishing because of lack of godly information.
Knowledge. Yes.
So, you know, and well, you know, it says knowledge, but when you look it up in the Hebrew, it's godly information. Because we,
godly
you
information.
Know, a lot
and
of people say a lot of things. Churches say a lot of things. People say a lot of things. But at the end of the day, you know, you can see people in church 30 years and don't know godly principles.
Right.
You know, because
and it's something you
taught.
Said, and I was going to say that to you about you, is that your style of preaching is more of a teacher. You do a lot of teaching. You do a lot of breaking down of everything. So you have a style of if you're a kid in his church, you would definitely, the child will understand as well as the parent. Because I sat there where you just, you know, you'll pass out information and you'll break that word down to the simplest form.
Correct.
So that's so. Yeah, you definitely more of a, your style is more of a teaching style of pastoring.
That's very important. Hey, thank
yes,
you.
Very important.
And I appreciate
that's
you saying
very
that.
Important.
Amen.
Yes, amen,
but
amen.
It's just a blessing to be able to do that.
Oh, it is. It is a blessing because everybody, one, don't have the patience to take the time to study, to be able to break it down like that. You know, so everybody can get, you know, some people, they want to feed you the meat, but they, you know, everybody not ready for the meat. And then you have preachers like you that come in, they go, you're going to give milk and you're going to give the meat. And then if you can eat the meat,
right.
Eat the meat. But if you need me to cut it up for you, then you're the type of pastor that'll go ahead and cut that meat up for you in small bits.
That's right.
You know,
right.
So you can be able to eat it. So I can appreciate
I'm
it. If you go to tell a friend,
right.
I'm telling you.
Word.
Yes,
yeah,
he's going to have it. I mean, he's going to have passed out. I mean, pamphlets and worksheets, and so you're going to get it. If you go to Temple Faith, you go.
Yeah,
so you leave out of there, you're going to get it.
Well, because, you know, most of us don't see the people on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and we all know there's a lot of stuff out there. And so we're sending sheep back out into a really, really cruel, dark world, and they just need to be better prepared. And so when I look out Sunday mornings, I can see the pain, the agony. And man, they done came in there all bandaged up, beat up, messed up.
Jesus.
And so, you know, you got to know what to do on Tuesday also. You can't just wait till Sunday. You got to know Tuesday. And so our motto for this year, don't just tell me what, please explain why. And so,
you know,
you can eat. Love roast, but you can eat it all your life, love it. But if you don't know how to make it, man, that's just not good. If you don't know how to cook it,
you got to wait for somebody else to make
it. That's not good. Huh? You got to always expect. And sometimes pastor ain't going to answer the phone. What you could do, or sometimes deacon don't answer it. He busy or don't want to talk to anything. So we got to know the why to the
Amen.
Why, you know. So
yes.
that's our ministry, and we love it. We're growing in leaps and bounds, not numerically, but
Amen.
Spiritually. I mean, God has answered every prayer since we've been together, everyone.
Amen.
So I'm excited
Amen.
About our future.
Amen. Pastor Manny, you have a question for Pastor Asian?
I do have a question for you. I heard you say that you definitely go into a 24 different prisons, and you're ministering to the men and women that are in 24 different prisons. I can imagine, you know, there's a lot of broken heart and a broken spirit people there. Can you give me a kind of idea of what are what are the people that are in the prison, what do they feel like, you know, when you come into the ministry?
Well, if we be honest, those are uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews. That's them.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
You know, I mean, I guarantee you, if you tell me and my our sisters get talking, we got aunties and uncles and nephews right there. And so it's easy for me because I just treat them like family. And so when I treat them like family, I treat them, man, when I meet a young guy 20 years old, man, I put my head, my arm around him, and I mentor him, and I strengthen him in the Lord, you know. And I meet one of my sisters, I tell her I love her. She ain't got to worry about me flirting with her. I just understand, and I believe, you know, other ministries do too, but I'm just saying our ministry, we understand that those are our family members that we minister to. So, man, so I just, and the men, when they get a man or woman who come in and love them for real, man, they eat it up. I mean, for me personally, they don't even want us to leave. Because, and I believe it's because the love we treat them and how we love them and hug them and how we teach them, because they hungry.
Yes.
And, you know, and so when you feed a hungry man, you're going to get a humble, honest man that's going to, you know, and four of those guys, five of those guys that we preach to in those prisons are in our church today. And so we don't just talk about it. So those guys get out, and one of the guys, he said, he's from Alabama. He said, man, I heard all that what you're saying. But he told me just like that, I heard all that what you're saying, but I want to know if you're real about what you say. I'm in, he was down in Mexico-Texas border. And I said, hey, man, what you want? He said, man, I want to come be a part of your ministry, and I want to know if you're going to come get me. I said, man, I'll gas up my car and I'll come in the morning, come pick you up. You know, so that's on the border of Mexico and Texas. And then his mother called me the next morning. She said, man, if you're willing to do that, I'll buy the gas. And so what? And now he's in our church. He got him a job. Amen. He bought him a car. You know, so it's all because, you know, man, we just love the brethren. And we love him like they, you know, I love him like he's my family. I mean, now he's from Mobile, Alabama, you know, and we the least likely of men that we would be together. But, man, I love the brother. I call him my twin. Now, and I said, man, you look just like me. But, you know, he's a white brother. And, but we just, man, we just love him. And that's what they want. Because, you know, people have been told all their life you're nothing. And most of the time, they've acted like that. So this is for the first time in their life, they get a brother to tell them, hey, I love you, or sister, hey, I love you. And don't matter, I love you. I don't care what you've done. I love you. And it just goes a long way.
It does.
Pastor Asia, you just really hit a lot of points right now. You just really hit a lot of points, you know, this topic of broken to be fit. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm listening to you, the things that you're saying, and the way to be fixed, it is exactly what you're saying, is to love one another. That's what Jesus Christ, he admonished us to do that, you know, to love one another, to love one another. Because when you do that,
That's right. You
love one another, it's easy for someone, you know, to trust you. It's easy for someone, you know, to ask you for help. And you're saying this brother, he was getting out. Now he's ready to get his life on track. And now he's ready to be led, you know, by the Holy Spirit. You know, through you and through the deacons or whoever it is, you know, that's in the church, and that is the way.
That's right.
Amen.
Man, it's a great ministry.
Amen.
It's a great ministry. It's a great ministry.
Yes,
and,
it is.
We're excited. And, go ahead.
No, I said about you as a great ministry. Lots of love. You know, one thing I know about Pastor Ashan is you believe in feeding the people and, you know, and showing them love. And he just, you know, he'll tell you, I just want to love on you. You know, and for some people, they haven't been loved. So it's hard for some people to accept love because it's like, wait a minute, what you want? What do you want from me? I mean, why you want to love me? You know, so, and I know that about you, you want to feed them and love on them and stuff. And some people, they're afraid of that. You know, they're afraid of that, you know, of being loved on. They're scared because, okay, then what you going to do once you do that? Then what, are you going to leave me? Are you going to love on me for a moment and then go? What is your agenda? But I can truly say that you all have a ministry that is, I believe, led in love, you know, loving on people. And that alone would draw people in. And some people won't, they can't accept it because they're afraid of the love that man gives. We're not talking about the love of God. We're talking about the love of man and what love is. And I truly believe that you all exemplifies what that love is,
Amen.
The love of Christ is, the way that you all operate in ministry, with stand ministry and going into the prisons and feeding the people on the street and even in the churches, you know, feeding the members and your guests that come to the church. They make sure you always have food and have
Sunday.
That time to fellowship every Sunday in fellowship. He believes in that, like, after church,
Sunday.
We fellowship. After we're going to eat, we're going to fellowship, we're going to talk. And he believes in that, and people feel loved. They feel like they're actually a part of a family.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Just,
and they,
it's a good,
they,
it's a good,
tell
good
me
thing.
All the time, man, do we have to, you know, because people think it's burdensome and it costs money, and it's burdensome and it costs money. But the bigger picture of it is... The bigger picture,
just being honest.
Is, you're right. We're trying to create a family relationship, and and creating a family. You know, you quoted the scripture. He said, "I want you to love one another as I've loved you." Well, he loved his guys all the way to the cross, and he didn't waver.
Yeah.
And so, I believe that's our commitment as the Ecclesia is to, you know, just love the people like that, and
so
that's where he found me. You know, you talk about broken. I mean, he found me broken. Mm-hmm. He loved me and showed me how he would love me through my brokenness.
Jesus.
And
Jesus.
So my only mission is to be the same.
Amen, amen. If you just can't tune in to the Preaching
answer.
The Pastor Show, we have Pastor A'Shan on the show today, and we're so excited about what God is doing in his life. And our topic today is Broken to Be Fixed. So we are the Gospel Public Ministries, where we are church without walls, actually. We go beyond the walls, the four walls of the church, and we go in the highways and the byways. We come to your door. You know, we are out there to do what God has for us to do, to love on the people, to give, to pour into God's people, to strengthen them with love, you know, and giving them the word of the God, the true word, the true gospel. And so if you have any questions right now, this is the time you can press 1 to come in. If you want to ask Pastor A'Shan a question or me or the pastor a question, please feel free to press 1. If you're logged on to the website at blogtalkradio.com, the Preaching the Pastor Show, and you want to call in, you have a question, or you can email us as well. The number is 845-277-9213. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. We are the Preacher and the Pastor. Pastor A'Shan, we have a segment of the show. It's called Preach Preacher. We give you 3 minutes to preach whatever God has on your heart. And so we're going to give you a minute. We're going to take a music break. And when we get back, be ready for Preach Preacher.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
child. You're going to the music break again. Our topic today is Broken to Be Fixed. Sometimes we have to get broke down to ask God to help us. And we just thank God. Oh, let's give him a something. Oh, my.
I like how you say that.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
I'm on the way. wait for it, yeah.
Back here live on the Preacher and the Pastor show. We're so excited today on the show about Broken to Be Fixed is our topic on today. And just, you know, some of us had to get to that point, just like myself, to be broken to allow God to fix us. And we have Pastor Ashen on the show, and we're so happy to have you. Pastor Ashen, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Amen.
All right, this is a segment of the show where we have preach, whatever God's put on your heart. Now it's your time. All right, Pastor Ashen.
Well, I'm a respecter of time, and you know, I was taught the right way, so I will be short. But I you know, based on what you said, we're broken to be fixed. You know, every man in the kingdom has been broken, and I believe that
Amen.
God has purposed that to happen. I believe God purposed that, and he's the master fixer. And so I thank God that he's heard our cry. And I just want to share this quick text. It's in John chapter 9, verse 4. And sister, you're gonna maybe shout, but it said, Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day coming when no man can work. And so I'm just closing with Jesus is saying, sister, the Greek word for it was necessary. And so
Amen.
Amen.
So, you know, God knew it was necessary to come get the broken man.
Yes.
I mean, but the broken guy had no hope. He had nothing to look forward to. He had no future. He had nothing.
Jesus.
But God felt it was necessary.
Necessary, yes.
To come and get us and save us. And he kept working even in the midst of him being chased by people trying to kill him. And so I just thank God that he always feel that it's necessary to get the book.
Yes, Lord.
He don't leave scattered. Shattered.
Jesus.
Shattered.
Jesus.
Amen.
And he just know it was necessary. So that's it.
Amen.
And I thank God for that, and I bless his name for that. I honor him in Christ's name. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And that was John. Was that 1 John 4:9? Give the scripture again to our listeners on tonight.
The Gospel of John 9:4.
Nine and four.
You know,
John
the key word of it all was necessary.
Necessary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That was definitely a word that someone needs to hear. That. Someone out there needs to hear that scripture. Someone needs to hear that word on tonight.
Yes.
And we thank God for having you on the show.
and being able to deliver
thank
that
you.
Word and being able to break it down, you know, where the listeners can receive that word. And we thank you, that Pastor
well,
H.
Well, I thank
you
guys for having me. I really do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I did listen Monday. I enjoyed it. I listened all the way through. The pastor from Africa.
From
America. So I did listen all the way through. I thank God for you guys, and I will always support you guys, whatever you do. So just want you
thank
to know
you
that.
So much, love. Amen.
Thank
let us
so
pray
much.
To you. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your serving, your humble serving, Father God, Lord. We ask that you bless his life, Lord God, continuously, Lord, Father God. We ask that you continue to lead him and guide him, Lord God. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will refresh the anointing that's on his life, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help, Lord God. Lord, you know every need that he has, Father God. Let there be no lack of goodness in his life, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, all that he pours out, Father God, we ask that you pour back into him, Lord God, even greater, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we
in
pray for an open
Jesus.
Heaven over your son on today, Lord God, that you will pour out blessings that he won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray for divine help and divine positioning for your son right now. Lord, we lift up his family on tonight, oh God. Lord, we ask right now that you encamp your warring angels around him and his family, Lord God,
in
protecting them from seen and unforeseen dangers right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask, oh God, that you bless him with divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that he may apply to his daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen him where he's weak, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now, oh God, in the life of your son, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you and your family, all that you love, all that you possess, and all that you will possess, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for it is covered by the blood, healed, delivered, set free, and blessed and protected. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, God shall condemn, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. We decree and declare victory over you right now, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we all say amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Asian. Thank you again for being on the show with us today. We definitely look forward to hearing back from you in the future. And, you know, I'll keep in contact with you.
I sure will. Good. Glad to be here.
All right. Thank
you
so much. God bless you.
For the work you're doing.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. But if you all just now tuned in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we're so excited and happy to have Pastor Jeffrey A. Shan on the show today. And we definitely, we should have got the times for his church service, but I'll definitely let you all know. I'll get that information from him and let you all know the location of the Temple of Faith and their service time so you can go out and visit his church. Definitely you'll get what you need and you'll get fed in more ways than one. You'll live there full in the spirit and full, your belly will be full in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to pray for us tonight, Pastor. I want to pray for the people that are listening on tonight, those are logged on to the site tonight. I want to pray for you all. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus Christ to fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us right now, Father God, for a lot of us are broken, and some of us don't know that we are operating in brokenness, oh God. But Lord, we ask right now that you'll fix that is broken, oh God. Lord, I ask that you will fill each of us with all of your fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness and your self-control. And Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you right now to fill us now. Everyone that's on the line, Lord God, their family members and loved ones, Lord God, near and far right now, Lord God, and those we pray for today with your Holy Ghost anointing and power, cover us with your presence right now, your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal us right now. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and power. Cover us right now with your anointing and your presence, and fill us and fill us right now with your peace, character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to your word in John 14 and 14, to God be the glory. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, fix that is broken on tonight, oh God. Mend the chair, Father God. Oh Lord, heal the sick right now, Father God. Oh Lord, we ask right now for complete deliverance right now from every curse spoken, written, generational, foundational curses, blood covenant curses. Lord, we decree and we declare deliverance right now over all that is listening, our families and loved ones, oh God. We decree and declare freedom on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare wholeness on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you that it's already done. We thank you for the finished work, oh God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we both say amen. What I'm going to do right now, because I'm led by the Holy Spirit, there is a song. If you're listening right now, don't hang up. This song right now that I'm about to play is going to break those chains. It's going to destroy the yoke. It's going to release you from the bondage in your mind. This song that I'm going to play right now is going to release the captives. This song that I'm going to pray, that I'm going to play right now for you, it's going to let you go. It's going to set you free. It's going to set you free. All the strongholds and soul ties have to go right now. Stay tuned. Listen to this song. Listen to this song in its entirety as I'm led by the Holy Spirit.
And
Hallelujah. The anointing makes a difference in my life. Hallelujah. If you're just here tuning in the show as we wrap up the last few minutes of the show, as I was led by the Holy Spirit to play that song, it's the anointing. The Bible declares it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So we just thank God for the anointing on tonight that is operating through the airwaves on tonight, to your telephone lines, through the internet, in the name of Jesus Christ. Broken to be six. Hallelujah.
Food for thought for tonight. Food for thought for tonight. Broken to be six. First off, you know, I just want to say something. For those of you and I included that are honest to yourself about the brokenness in your life, know that God loves you and He will never stop loving you. Give Jesus a chance to mend the broken pieces in your life. There's so many times where we've given everything else, you know, a chance to try to help you or to aid you in your life. But this season, at this particular time where you are in your life, give Jesus Christ that chance to mend those broken pieces in your life. And do not be ashamed of where you are or what you have done or where you've been. Because Jesus is there to take you just as you are. There is nobody that is perfect. Nobody is perfect. Nobody has made all of the right decisions. And if there is yourself or someone that are saying things, that are doing things that's causing this brokenness, I have a scripture that I want to read from 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 reads, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." So it's talking about, you know, the warfare. You're talking about, you know, in the mind. You know, the things that we are dealing with, you know, are all in the mind. And it's talking about pulling down those strongholds. It's talking about, you know, the things that people have said or the things that people have done to you that cause you to be broken. And five reads that's casting down the imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought through the obedience to Christ. Even though you might be doing something that you know that you should not be doing,
amen.
You might be acting in a way
amen.
That you know that you should not be acting. The way to do this, to capture this thing, is by the word. So you can speak to your situation. Using the words and the knowledge and to the obedience of Christ. That's what that means, you know, bringing it to the knowledge and to the obedience, you know, of Christ. Just a little food for thought for tonight.
Amen. Glory to God. We just now tuning in to the Preaching and Pastor Show. We wrap up the last minute of the show. We thank God for your life. We ask the God to continue to bless you and guide you and keep you and bring you out of your brokenness by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We're back here on Monday. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our Monday's topic is Play Your Position. We have our special guest, Denise Edwards, which will be on the show, so we're excited about having her. Again, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. If you need prayer or counseling, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349. And we'd like to thank Pastor A'Shan again from Temple of Faith Church.
Oh, yes.
Thank you again, Pastor. May God bless you all. Y'all have a good weekend. God bless you. And we love you here at the Preacher and the Pastor. Have a good weekend.